Picture this, it's the first day of September, and the Hacker News front page reads like a dispatch from five different parallel universes simultaneously. Someone's getting 44% on the benchmark that was supposed to measure the frontier of machine reasoning for 67 cents. Apple is scrambling to keep up with demand for computers nobody expected to sell that fast. 100-year-old mechanic just retired after 80 years on the job. And somewhere, someone is carefully archiving the world's public restrooms. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Tuesday, September 1, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
We have one of those episodes today where the breadth of what the HN community surfaces is almost disorienting in the best possible way. Military freezers potentially hacked by someone who left digital fingerprints in the thermostat logs, GPS jammers creating dead zones across major cities, a SQLite fork built with 2,000 AI-generated pull requests, and Terence Tao, one. And I'm Sarah Chen. Of the greatest living mathematicians, sitting down to explain six fundamental mathematical concepts on video, there is genuinely no other community that puts those things on the same front page.
Quick note for anyone joining us for the first time, we source everything from Hacker News, but we're an entirely independent production. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from them, no endorsement in either direction. We're just a couple of people who find the HN community's taste in stories compelling enough to build a daily show around it.
And on that note, if you're not already reading Hacker News yourself, please go to news.acombinator.com and spend 20 minutes in the comments on any of the stories we mentioned today. The community there includes working engineers, researchers, founders, and domain experts who will often correct, extend, or completely overturn the original article in the first 10 comments. We're giving you the highlights, but the real texture lives in those threads.
So here's what we have on the docket today. We're going to open with Apple's surprise supply crunch on the Mac Mini and Mac Studio, the AI-driven demand spike that apparently caught Cupertino flat-footed, and then move into the AI and machine intelligence space, where a blog post about scoring 44% on RKGI1 for less than a dollar is generating real discussion about where the benchmark ceiling actually sits. We'll cover GPU World, a new resource tracking the global GPU landscape, and that bird identification system someone built by repurposing their home security cameras with BirdNetGo.
Then we're going to get into what I'm calling the security and infrastructure layer, the GPS jammer proliferation problem, the military commissary freezer hack that reads like a cybersecurity ghost story, and the smartphone LED hidden camera detection research out of Korea. After that, we have a genuinely eclectic segment covering Dwarf Fortress's cosmological magic overhaul, the Playa phone project from Burning Man, FestPotify, AnkiDroid's Google Play donation link dispute, and the procrastination research fraud story that's been rattling the psychology reproducibility community.
And we'll close out with some of the more technically and culturally specific material. Raven OS, Dolt Light's agent-built SQLite fork, the TMP. Zero Utzine Volume 5, the ASCII Cyberpunk City in a single HTML file, the Rotary Cell LTE Rotary Phone Adapter, and the Lion Man sculpture that dates back 40,000 years and keeps generating genuinely interesting anthropological debate. Every time it resurfaces on HN, plus our What If We're Wrong segment on the AI benchmark question, a curriculum corner on antitrust law, and some time capsule housekeeping.
Let's get into it.